Yes.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ready to expand your financial game? NerdWallet can coach you on smart strategies like choosing investments, finding your next credit card, and setting a budget that works for you. Score major points towards your summer vacation by learning expert tips for choosing a high-yield savings account and how to build wealth by investing in index funds. Slide into summer with smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Future you will thank you.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
All right, parents, it's back to school time, and I've got a secret for you. There's a drama-free way to make vitamins part of your kids' morning routine. Little Critters Gummy Vitamins. You see, my kids think they're just eating fun, delicious gummy bears, but little do they know, they're getting essential nutrients for their health and development.
Mom, we know they're vitamins.
As I was saying, kids absolutely love, and apparently know, these are vitamins. Little Critters is the pediatrician-recommended kids' multivitamin gummy brand, and the yummy way to start the school year.
And we welcome in Cardinals manager Oliver Marmol live from Busch Stadium. Ollie, sorry for starting a couple of minutes late here. We had Polo Asensio on right before you celebrating Hispanic Heritage Month and Fiesta Cardinales at the ballpark today. Thought that'd be a great way to kick off the show. How are you doing?
I'm doing well, man. How are you doing?
Doing great. I'll bet you're doing well after that game. That was a really good one again. And again, we will focus on pitching, but I think just across the board, another gutsy win for your team. I mean, that you've had some really good, hard efforts, and yesterday was one of those where you came back and got a W against the Mariners.
No doubt about it. We've had several of them, and the guys have done a nice job of just not giving in, man. You look at our entire lineup, the rotation, the bullpen, and we've had to put it together in order to beat some of these teams down the stretch. You look at the Yankee series, Milwaukee. I mean, we played San Diego tough, the Twins, all the way from L.A. It's been a lot of teams that are in the hunt, and it's been fun to watch the style of play, man.
Yeah, no doubt. That was a good pitcher you faced yesterday. To put it lightly, he is something else. What did Pedro Pages see there that he was able to put that ball over the fence?
No, good swing, man. And to his credit, he's been putting in so much work. It's one thing, you watch these guys before the game starts, just even right now, right? We're playing a few hours, but just the intensity and deliberate practice that goes into their day, and then to see him rewarded against a really good arm. You said it, man. Gilbert was nasty. I mean, he was efficient. He was effective. He had everything working, and it's a really tough at-bat. Left the pitch there for Pajes, and he hit a two-run homer, which was huge. But Gibby did a really nice job of giving us length yesterday, and then our pen got their lanes in order to secure a win.
Yeah, you did. Kyle Gibson, I could say he maybe was inspired by Adam Wainwright being here this weekend and being part of it. I know how tight they are, and they were working on their brace for impact together, but he's just a good pitcher. I mean, he showed it and many times this year, and I know that your rotation wishes they could do more, but that here's a guy who has been around a long time and gives you a lot. What is in his arsenal that you love about Kyle Gibson?
He slows the game down enough to read the hitter and know what he has working that day in order to get him. And every day is different for him. There's certain days where the cutter's a really good pitch. Yesterday he mixed more changeups than we were used to seeing, even threw some right-on-right changeups. And he just knows how to attack the opposition, man. This is a guy that studies the game extremely well and slows it down in the moment enough to go, okay, that may not be the right pitch, and make sure I have conviction behind what I'm throwing. And yesterday was a really good example of that, man. I mean, him going 6 2/3 was important.
Yeah, no question. And then your bullpen follows it up, and I know that you have leaned on JoJo Romero, Andrew Kittredge, Ryan Helsley, among others, to close games out for you. I think you probably have to feel mostly good, and as good as Kittredge is and as amazing as Helsley has been, for Romero. I mean, nobody likes giving up the first batter that they face, a bomb after a great outing, and that's what happened in the Sonny Gray game he comes back and keeps that shutout going for you.
Yeah, those guys have been good, man. As a reliever, there's going to be ups and downs. There's going to be times you go out there and you have to have a short memory because you are going to give it up. You're going to give up a big base hit with runners on. You're going to give up the homer like JoJo did the other day. But these guys have been good for us all year, man. And Kit, JoJo, Held, you look at the work that Libby's done over the last stretch and Fernandez and King coming in, getting his ground ball. It's been impressive. You try to put these guys in the best spot to have success, and they've been really good for us, man. Even throughout the year, you look at our pen, they've been a top 10 bullpen in a lot of different categories, and it's been a big reason why we've been able to kind of stay afloat.
Just a little bit of housekeeping injury-wise, if you would. Nolan Arenado, boy, it was nice to see him back in the lineup. I wasn't sure. I hate when I hear about shoulder discomfort, but he was back in there. How is he doing today, to your knowledge?
I mean, this guy's going to fight. He doesn't like being out of the lineup. He felt better yesterday. He's in there today. And, yeah, we took him out the other day just because of that discomfort. It didn't feel right. He didn't. We didn't want him taking another at-bat. We agreed on it probably wasn't worth it. But, yeah, he's back in there today and hopefully makes it through.
Is Brendan Donovan doing okay? I know I heard
he's doing
that,
better.
Yeah.
He's doing better. We texted back and forth this morning before everybody arrived at the field. He's getting some work done as we speak to see kind of if he can put more pressure on it today than he was able to yesterday.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Get your head in the financial game with smart investing and budgeting tips straight from the nerds. NerdWallet's experts will set future you up for success with dependable, fact-based insights. No financial misinformation allowed. Learn how to save on your summer vacation, find your next credit card or loan for a big purchase, and invest in your next index fund. Make smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
It was a great day for it.
Also, just a couple of other things. Yesterday is a festive day. The whole weekend is with the Hall of Famers in town, but the Hall of Fame ceremony itself with Matt Morris, Dave Duncan, and posthumously the great Whitey Karowski, just a reminder of how special this organization is and its history. And man, Dave Duncan, you could easily make the case he's the greatest pitching coach in the history of the game.
No doubt, man. And he left a big impression in this organization and just the way we do things. And sitting there and watching the ceremony and being able to talk to those guys before and after is always special, man. We have such a rich history of guys that have come through that have had so much success, and some of them are no longer with us, and we just have to be continue to be mindful of having these guys around, man. There's so much institutional knowledge that can get passed along to our players and our coaches, and it's important to have those guys around as much as possible. So I love it. I absolutely love it when they're in town and we get to kind of see him in the clubhouse just having random conversations with players and different staff members, and being able to talk to Tony yesterday and Carp. I absolutely love those moments. So the more the better.
What's your relationship like with Tony? I know we've gotten into this a little bit, but he has been, I think, quite the mentor for you in a lot of ways, dealing with what you have to deal with as manager of a club.
Yeah, he's been really good, man. He, even going back to this off season, he didn't have to spend the time he did with me and just talking through, keeping my head down and not listening to the noise that we're going to go through periods like this, but understanding what makes us good and just sticking to why we do what we do. And he was able to tell me stories of times where he went through it and didn't feel like he was getting the support of whatever the case may be, whether that's a losing season and just feeling down on how things were going. But he was able to walk me through kind of how he dealt with those times. And it's always encouraging, especially from somebody that you respect, like Tony, who has had the success that he's had here in St. Louis and the respect of this city. But hearing it from someone like that and continuing to receive their encouragement from someone like him is meaningful, man.
I'm sure it's helpful for you. It is one of the biggest seats in sports, manager of the St. Louis Cardinals, for good or bad. Sometimes it's tremendous, sometimes it's hard. I know, and I get that. And you have to endure a lot of things. But there was a moment, I want to close with this, that you and I talked about off the air a little bit, and I noted how special that dad's weekend was, aside from the hotel change that you all had to make that weekend. Can you take us behind the curtain a little bit? And as we close here, I haven't really asked you about this on the air, but what it meant to you to stand up in front of those dads that day and talk to them about how important they are to the game.
Oh, man. Highlight of the year, to be quite honest, because what we do in between those lines means everything. It's important. It's why we get paid. It's the reason people show up. But moments like that where you get to have all the dads sitting at the lockers of their sons and you get to speak to them, everybody in one room, and just thank them for what they did. And I did take a moment. I'm not sure if it was clipped in what was shown publicly, but took a moment to honor their moms as well that weren't there, because there's some stories, man, including mine, and listening to Mason Wynn and Newbar and some others that had some really meaningful moments of being raised and the impact that the moms had. But having the dads in that room was special, man. And just being able to speak to them and thank them for the amount of time that they put into creating the character of the guys that we have in that room, man. And at times it was encouragement, and it was, didn't matter if they were 5, 10, 15 coming out of the draft, we're 10 years in the big leagues. We all need somebody to lean on at some point in our careers because it gets tough. And at times it was a kick in the ass and just letting us know we got to get going. But every one of those dads have done it different. But to be able to thank them, and then I gave the floor to the players and allowed them to thank their dads one by one. And we didn't record all of those, but man, it was really cool to see some of the emotions running through and those guys being able to take a moment and just appreciate where they're at and how they got here. So the name on the front means everything, man. We play for the St. Louis Cardinals, the best franchise in baseball. But it's good to acknowledge the name on the back from time to time, because it's where we came from. And there's a lot of time and effort put into getting here. So being able to do that for the dads was special. I know it meant a lot to the players, and it's something that that they'll remember forever.
Well said. The name on the back, certainly every one of those has his own unique journey and people that have supported him along the way to get to that point. It's always good to remember, including the name Marmol on the back of yours. So appreciate the time very much. Thank you for this. Good luck today as you try to win another series against the Seattle Mariners.
You got it, brother.
Manager Ollie Marmol with us on KMOX. We'll take a break. There's a lot going on here in St. Louis today. The Ascension Charity Classic at Norwood Hills Country Club, but also the Bronze Boot is today for the women and the men, SIUE against SLU at City Park. There's a ton going on. Bill McDermott is going to join us at 10:30, just in a few minutes, about that. And hockey is getting started. Dan Reardon is going to talk golf at 11:05, Lutz Fan and Steel 11:15, John Moselock 11:30, Bernie Miklas at 11:45. But Chris Kerber, The voice of the Blues will be back on KMOX at 10:45 in just a bit. Bill McDermott is next.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Get your head in the financial game with smart investing and budgeting tips straight from the nerds. NerdWallet's experts will set future you up for success with dependable, fact-based insights. No financial misinformation allowed. Learn how to save on your summer vacation, find your next credit card or loan for a big purchase, and invest in your next index fund. Make smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
All right, parents, it's back to school time, and I've got a secret for you. There's a drama-free way to make vitamins part of your kids' morning routine. Little Critters Gummy Vitamins. You see, my kids think they're just eating fun, delicious gummy bears, but little do they know, they're getting essential nutrients for their health and development.
Mom, we know they're vitamins.
As I was saying, kids absolutely love, and apparently know, these are vitamins. Little Critters is the pediatrician-recommended kids' multivitamin gummy brand, and the yummy way to start the school year.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh, oh!